Is that tight enough for you? Mm-hmm. There we go. And then this part of the knot goes over here. There. Does anything hurt? No? It's not too tight? Oh, I'm glad. You know, when I see you like this, I get so nostalgic. Yeah, it reminds me of our first date. You ran so fast. But I caught you. It was a lot harder to tie you up back then. Oh, you loved it. Pshaw. All right. You're so impatient for your surprise. I'm going to take off your blindfold in 3, 2, 1. Ta-da! Not to brag, but I did the pentagram in your favorite color. Sacrifice you to a demon? No! Why? Did a demon try to take you from me? Oh, I see how it would look that way. It's a pretty elaborate magical ritual. Oh, baby. I already know you're gonna be mine forever. No. Here, I'm going to do the ritual and I'll explain as I go. We start at your feet. Yes, wiggle your toes in anticipation. Mwahaha. Oh, don't worry. It would be unsportsmanlike to tickle you. Now, I need you to close your eyes. Focus on the words that I'm saying. Well, of course I need your help. You know, ever since you came into my life, my magic has been a lot more potent. All right. So, I need you to picture your body as if it were made of glass. Yeah. Hollow. You're a sculpture of yourself, and anyone can see through you. Now, as I wave my hands over your feet and cast the spell, I need you to picture that hollow glass body filling up with a bright blue iridescent liquid. And as it fills you, you feel sleepy and restful and peaceful. You'll feel that way already, but it will help if you visualize. It's a long spell, but don't worry. All right. Picture the water filling up your toes, down your feet, to your ankles, up your shins, to your knees. Huh? I am cataloging and capturing my desire for you. Because it's a lot of desire. Yeah. Sorry, I really like seeing you laid out, tied down. But yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do with it later. We're still at your legs, so we have time. How are you feeling? Good. Picture that blue liquid coursing up through your feet, to your legs, past your pelvis, into your waist, and it floods into the hollow cavity of your torso, sloshing up against the back of your shoulders. And then the volume of the water keeps rising and rising, going out into your beautiful arms, the muscles of your biceps, your triceps, your long, elegant forearms, and into those perfect hands. You can feel the water filling up each finger. I have a lot of desire for every part of you. Oh, what am I going to do once I harvest it all? Well, not all of it. It's limitless, really. Get this. I'm going to sell it. Oh, don't worry, baby. I've already done all the work. I have a buyer and everything. Well, I want to get you nice stuff. You deserve the best. Gold armor for your horse, jeweled weapons, blankets that change color based on the temperature outside. All of it. The best food. The finest plates to eat the food off of. I want to spoil you. And I can do it. People pay good money to feel about things the way I feel about you. I didn't realize it was so marketable. Yeah, so just relax. Close your eyes and get in the mood. I just want you to feel adored because you are. All right. And the liquid fills your chest, coming back down your arms, rising higher and higher until you feel it touch the tops of your pectorals. You're full all the way up to your shoulders, and your body feels heavy and relaxed and liquid, like you could just melt into the bed. I couldn't resist. Sorry. Now I want you to feel it traveling up your neck, into that pretty head of yours, filling up the base of your skull, the tips of your cute ears, rising higher and higher until it touches your cheekbones, until finally the water hits the crown of your head. And you are filled with beautiful, blue, translucent, glowing, magical water. want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow breath out. Good. Yeah, I've harvested it. Thank you. I know that wasn't an easy spell. I can't wait to spoil you. In the meantime, I'm just gonna cuddle up next to you. This is cozy. Do you want a blanket over you? Okay. Why don't you have a little nap, and I'll untie you when you wake up. Good. Don't forget, you're mine forever, ropes or no ropes.